Hell Yeah sur la Web Rock Station on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio en direct avec nous ce soir depuis la Floride, Bill Hudson. Hi Bill, nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you, my friend. How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing great. And you?
I'm great, man. Enjoying the Florida sun.
Okay. So, en direct avec nous ce soir, Bill Hudson, le guitariste de North Tail, qui viendra donc, qui vient nous proposer une interview en direct pour le nouvel album, le second album, hein, Eternal Flame sur 213 Rock on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio, qui sortira le 12 novembre prochain via le label Nuclear Blast. Bill, nice to meet you and welcome tonight on 213 Rock, Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. As you know, we are located in Paris, France, and thank you very much for accepting, man, my invitation, of course.
That's awesome, and I appreciate you inviting me. I love Paris, man.
Okay.
I've been there several times, and can't wait to come back someday.
Yeah, I saw you twice time in Paris with Cycle to Cycle and with Udo.
Oh, you were there at these shows?
Yes. Cycle. I remember Cycle to Cycle with the French band Nightmare on Super Act, and Udo at the Locomotive in Paris. I saw you on stage.
No. Yeah. That's awesome, man. Thanks for coming to both shows.
So, following your 2019 album, Welcome to Paradise, almost 2 years of hard rock, and the lineup change and a worldwide pandemic, North Tail will release a new album entitled The Eternal Flame on November 12th via Nuclear Blast. Bill, I guess the last 2 years haven't been very easy.
Oh, no. Jesus, no. So, first of all, the pandemic hit only 10 days after this show that I played with Doro, and actually two shows, Doro and I Am Morbid. We did a festival in Sweden, and then we came home and the pandemic hit right after. It was kind of stupid. And I personally had either 52 or 57 shows scheduled to do in 2019 or 2020. And they all fell through. So suddenly I found myself without an income. I went back to teaching guitar. And that also gave me time to write Eternal Flame, which, at least in my opinion, to my ears, as far as what I wanted to do with my life, that's like the best thing I could have done. You know, the pandemic allowed me the time to do that. Because if I was going to try to write in between tours and hotel rooms and stuff, it just wouldn't be the same, you know.
Ok, effectivement, donc cette année, entre 2019 et 2020, effectivement, il était en tournée avec I Am Morbid et ainsi que Doro, et en même temps, il y avait entre 32 et 37 shows de bouquets en 2020, et puis tout s'est arrêté tout d'un coup, donc il a fallu mettre ce temps à profit, notamment, il a découvert le temps, c'est ça, puisqu'on a mis entre l'hôtel, le train, les avions, etc., il n'y a jamais le temps de regarder ou le temps de faire les choses, toujours en voyage, donc là, il a trouvé le temps pour écrire cet album, Eternal Flame, et ouais, il s'y est mis vraiment, et puis en même temps, c'est un bon disque, c'est un très bon disque de heavy metal, quoi. And how did you meet your new vocalist, Mr. Guillermo Heroes from São Paulo?
Yeah, so Guillermo actually wrote me on Facebook. Oh. I was doing auditions. I did like almost 40 singer auditions, but I already had I had someone in mind that I wanted to use, and Guillermo wrote me after all that. We already had the producer. We already were ready to record, but then Guillermo writes me and he's like, hey man, I want to try. And I tell him, listen man, I already have a singer, you know, I'm not really looking anymore, but thank you. And sure enough, he's like, well, if I have 0.1% chance to get the gig, I want to try. Mm-hmm. And I let him, you know, I send him the songs without vocals, and he sent it back to me and blew my mind, you know. So here we are. I was trying to avoid getting, because it's so hard, you know, I live in America, and the bass player lives in Sweden, our keyboard player lives in America too, but he might as well be another country because it's so far. So we didn't need another guy from another country, but he was the perfect choice, you know, he was the best singer, and that's why he's here.
Ok, effectivement, donc son chanteur Guillermo Heroes, qui est de Sao Paulo, avait effectivement contacté Bill à travers Facebook, lui demandait, tiens, j'aimerais bien essayer, écoute, est-ce que je peux passer une audition? Et Bill lui a dit, écoute, j'ai déjà un chanteur, ça sera pour une autre fois, parce que là, je peux vraiment pas, quoi. Et il a insisté vraiment, et finalement, Bill a tenté la chance, il a dit, tiens, bon, voilà les titres sans paroles, sans chant, essaye de chanter quelque chose. Donc Guillermo a travaillé dessus, il lui a renvoyé les titres, et il a été très surpris, quoi. Ça l'a vraiment surpris, du coup, il a pensé que c'était vraiment vraiment le meilleur choix qui devait un choix s'imposait et il a pris le meilleur, c'est-à-dire que Guilherme, qui l'a contacté donc à travers Facebook après les auditions. C'est parfois la chance, elle arrive aussi après, hein. C'est incroyable quoi. Et en même temps, le groupe, étant donné qu'ils sont dispersés, hein, à travers, il y en a qui habitent en Suède, d'autres aux États-Unis, donc au Brésil, et en même temps donc ça a permis d'avoir un groupe aussi homogène et puis de différentes nationalités. Voilà, c'est ça, c'est un peu comme ça que faut le prendre, North Tales, ce nouveau line-up quoi. And Bill, your new album Eternal Flame features several guests, like Kai Hansen or Hansen family, and his son Tim Kanoa. Okay, on the tracks Future Calls, how would you manage to reach the Hansen family on that song?
So I met Kai when I was playing with Udo Dirkschneider. Mm. We did. I met him on a tour, and we became really good friends. I don't know if he knew it, but I grew up as a huge fan of his music. You know, that's a big inspiration on everything that I do. Mm-hmm. And I actually invited Kai to produce the first album, but he wasn't available. So we stayed in touch, and this time I'm like, dude, would you do a guest vocal spot? Actually, I didn't ask for a vocal. I just said, would you do a guest spot? And he said, yeah, you know, how about I sing it and I'll bring in my son, Tim, and he'll do a solo. And I'm like, yeah, you know, absolutely. And now I became really good friends with Tim. You know, we've been chatting pretty much every day. And it was super cool, man. What Kai brought into that song is whatever I was looking for. I wanted his Kai Hansen character, the high screams, the lows. And it's all there. You know, he did a great job.
Ok, effectivement, donc Bill a rencontré Kai Hansen durant sa tournée avec Udo. Alors oui, c'est un grand fan d'Halloween, de Gamma, il connaît sa musique par cœur, il connaît les chansons par cœur effectivement, et puis en même temps donc il l'avait déjà invité à produire le premier album notamment, hein, de North Tale, et puis en même temps donc Kai n'était pas disponible, donc du coup il a réitéré sa demande, mais notamment en tant que super invité quoi, et Kai a proposé aussi son fils, donc du coup ils ont écrit ensemble le titre Future Call. Et puis en même temps, c'est génial quoi. C'est le 100%, c'est du 100% Hansen en tout cas, dans North Tale. Et ouais, ça claque quoi. En tout cas, c'est une excellente idée quoi. And plus, Mr. Jonas Edberg of Dragonland, on the cover of Iron Maiden's Judas Be My Guide.
Yeah, so Jonas Heidgaard is one of my favorite singers. He's a good friend of mine. And, not only is he in Dragonland, he also has a really awesome Iron Maiden tribute, you know, in Gothenburg. So I just asked him to sing it because I thought he does a great Bruce Dickinson.
Ah ok, effectivement il a invité donc Jonas Ekberg parce qu'il est capable de chanter dans la tonne, hein, effectivement, de Bruce Dickinson au même niveau, donc oui, et puis c'est un titre qu'il adore aussi quoi. And I don't know, Mary Zimmer from Elton Prime, can you introduce her please?
So Mary Zimmer is an American singer. She is in the band Helium Prime, yeah. She's also been in a million other bands before. I've known Mary for about 15 years now. And she, the reason I wanted her on the album is because I wanted a female growler. And she's about the best one I know.
Okay.
And she's a very, very accomplished vocal coach, you know, and she actually teaches me vocal lessons once in a while. I'm not the best endorsement for her, I guess. But she, anyway, yeah, Mary is a very competent vocalist, and I think she did an amazing job in our record.
Ah ok, alors oui, effectivement, Mary Zimmer a annoncé un peu plus, son groupe s'appelle Alien Prime, elle est aussi professeure de chant, elle a aussi enseigné le chant à Bill notamment. Bon, il dit, bon, je suis pas un grand chanteur, mais j'apprends effectivement quoi. And Bill, Only Human is your first single, it was released 3 weeks ago, already 200,000 views on YouTube, that's good man.
Yeah, it sure blew our minds man, that's more than any video we've put out before.
Mm-hmm. The title was well received by your fans.
Yeah. I wasn't, to be honest, I was a little nervous because of the new lineup and all, but obviously the fans have spoken and it's worked.
Mm-hmm. Effectivement, Only Human est le premier single donc extrait de cet album Eternal Flame qui a été réalisé il y a 3 semaines. 200 000 vues déjà sur YouTube, c'est super bien, ça l'a surpris en tout cas, et c'est en progrès, c'est vraiment en progrès, ça monte. Bill, what will be your second single?
Oh, the second single.
Because
that's Midnight Bells. It's coming out tomorrow, actually.
Okay. Because yeah. I have a wish for North Tale, Eternal Flame, the land of mystic rites with its Ooh. Brazilian rims. because which could also be interpreted as a tribute to André Matos from Angra.
Wow, that's awesome that you would say that. I know that that Angra with André was rather popular in France back in the '90s.
Yes.
I don't know that that song can be single material for this album because it's a little too experimental. But I gotta say that you hit the nail right in the head, man, because that song was written because André's death really affected me.
Yeah.
He was a hero of mine and a good friend. And, you know, I grew up listening to that guy's music. To be honest, between you and I don't even listen to a whole lot of Angra after him. You know, I only like that period of the band, and I listened to so much Holy Land when he passed away that I was like, well, I wanna use this concept and write something like that, you know, to bring the Brazilian music and the classical and the metal together, just like he did. Because, you know, here in America, people don't even know about him. Like, anyone that listens to Angra here in America, they're either like fans of Edu or Fabio. And I'm always like, you guys are missing the best the band's ever had, you know? Mm. So that André Matos, like, his work is a huge influence in my music. Like, a lot more than Angra the band is, you know? Like, I went to music college because of him, you know? So that's, Lena Mystic Rites was definitely inspired by what he did.
Mm-hmm. He was our great friends, all of French heavy metal maniacs, of course. André Matos was so big in France. Oh yeah,
I know, and deservedly so, man. If he was American or, you know, German or something, he would have been like Freddie Mercury. He would have been a super celebrity. You know?
That's right. That's right, that's right. Alors oui, effectivement. Alors pour enchaîner tout ça, demain sortira le nouveau single Midnight Bells hein, concernant North Tale et le second single. J'avais proposé un titre qui est vraiment très très bien et qui rappelle énormément Angra et qui a, c'est un tribute. Moi je pensais que c'était vraiment un tribute pour André Matos notamment, The Land of the Mystic Rites notamment avec ses rythmes brésiliens. Alors André Matos, c'est quelqu'un d'extraordinaire pour Bill Hudson. C'est le mec qui lui a mis, c'est l'artiste qui l'a mis directement Music School notamment, à l'école de musique, et puis c'est grâce à André Matos, c'est la musique d'Angra effectivement, avec les trois premiers albums, notamment le Angel Cry, surtout le deuxième Holy Land, le troisième Fireworks, et ces albums là sont emblématiques et c'est ce qui a fait un peu la musique donc aussi et les idées musicaux de Bill Hudson, et c'est son influence number one quoi, très très important. Et vous le savez tous, André Matos est énorme en France. Il a laissé une trace, une mémoire incroyable dans chacun d'entre nous qui l'avons rencontré à plusieurs reprises. C'était un artiste incroyable et je pense qu'il le rend bien en tout cas sur ce titre, même si au départ il a peut-être pas pensé, mais bon, en tout cas moi j'ai en écoutant ce titre, on a l'impression vraiment que c'est un tribute à André Matos, et ça c'est vraiment très bien quoi. And Bill, I hope your fans will be surprised with your music because there is a lot of influence on this album.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you saying that, man. It's it definitely has been a lot of work, you know, a lot of work went into it.
Ouais, effectivement, hein, beaucoup de surprises en tout cas vous réserve cet album. Donc je rappelle, Eternal Flame sortira le 12 novembre prochain. Voici le track listing: Only Human, Wings of Salvation, Future Calls. Ensuite, The Land of Mystic Rites, Midnight Bells. Le clip sortira demain. Eternal Flame, In the Name of God, Ride the Storm, King Your Illusion, Judas Be My Guide, la reprise d'Iron Maiden, ainsi que Nature's Revenge et Eevee sur 213 Rock on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. Notamment, on a en direct avec nous, Mr. Bill Hudson. Bill, your tour with Unleash the Archer and Striker is postponed?
As far as I know, it hasn't been rescheduled yet either. So, you know, to me, I think I would call it canceled for now.
Okay. Ok, donc effectivement, il devait y avoir une tournée Unleash the Archer and Striker, notamment plus North Tale. Là, elle a été annulée, reportée. On ne sait pas pour le moment, mais en tout cas, elle est annulée pour le moment. Attendons, peut-être qu'il y aura des apparitions sur des festivals. Just before the end, Bill, last question: how did you find the time to play with Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Duro, I Am Morbid, John Olivas, Arcature Circle? Wow, lot of project, lot of band.
Yeah, everything else, man. Honestly, I'm a full-time musician. You know, this is what I do all the time. I'm always learning someone's song or you know, learning someone's or getting ready for some tour, you know. So finding the time to do that is the price of doing that job, if that makes sense.
Ok, effectivement, il a le, c'est son temps, hein, c'est ça, la musique, c'est son plein temps, c'est son business, c'est son métier, quoi. Donc Transsiberian Orchestra, Doro, I Am Morbid, John Oliver, Circuit to Cycle, effectivement, et puis ça aussi un amoureux des animaux, quoi. And the last question, but who will win the World Cup in Qatar next year in football?
Well, who will win? Probably France. I don't know. Definitely not Brazil.
All right, sounds good. Okay, thank you very much. Bill, do you have a message for the audience tonight?
Oh, yeah. Guys, please check out Eternal Flame coming out November 12th worldwide. There's a lot of work went into that. And, you know, I really hope that we can make it to France sooner rather than later. Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Ok, Bill Hudson en direct, hein, je vous rappelle, North Tale, Eternal Flame, le nouvel album sortira chez le label Nuclear Blast le 12 novembre prochain. Tout de suite, on continue en musique. Only Human, North Tale 213 Rock. Oh yeah.